Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Maybe, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out, with your favourite co-hosts as always, Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're talking all things proposals. We'll talk about our dream proposals, what happens if you don't like your engagement ring, and how to initiate the conversation about getting engaged. So Rosie, if your social media feed, in particular Instagram, is anything like mine at the moment, everybody is in Europe right now.
Oh God, yeah, okay. Also the
everybody's
dogs,
because that's
my feed. I'm over it. I want to be in Italy, or like everyone who's just gone to like New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week, Milan Fashion Week, and then yeah. It's like everyone seems to be in like Como or Cinque Terre. I don't know. In the south of Italy, or like Como, Amalfi. Literally, everyone is in Italy or Greece.
I know. Please. It's insane. But along with that come a lot of proposals, which got us thinking and chatting amongst ourselves. I know we did an episode about weddings specifically, and we kind of covered proposals and engagements. We didn't really talk about it in great detail. I thought it might be a good opportunity for us to vent, get some stuff off our chest,
yes,
open up the conversation and chat about our thoughts on a couple of different areas when it comes to proposals.
This is a topic I'm very passionate about, so I am ready.
Well, I mean, you being in a long-term relationship and having spoken to your boyfriend about that being your future, I can imagine it is pretty front of mind a lot of the time.
It is, and we get a lot of pressure, not in the bad sense, but people are just genuinely curious. I think for my friend group, we're expected to kind of be the first couple to get engaged in our immediate group. Now that my sister's married, my mum asks here and there, and like no one's coming at us with malintent or be like, when's it happening? When's it happening? People are just like excited. Because by the time this episode comes out, we will have been together for just over 3 years, which is a pretty decent time to be together before people are like, oh, that seems like, you know, good dating time to propose or something. And I have really high expectations and a very particular idea about what I want.
Ooh.
And I like honestly thought I was ready to be engaged like a year and a half into our relationship. I was like, when's it happening? I can't wait to be a fiance. And as the last year and a half has gone on, I'm like, I'm not ready. I think the weird thing is for me personally is I know I want to marry him. Mm-hmm. Love my boyfriend. He's great. We both fit into each other's families and worlds and friendship, whatever. We make each other better people. But the realization is that I'm only going to be engaged for maybe 18 months. Then I'm going to be a wife and that's it. Like, I'm done being a girlfriend. I will then be done being a fiance. Mm-hmm. And then I will literally be a wife for 40, 50, 60 years, you know, hopefully a long time. And it's like, oh, I'm not ready for that. I'm also 27. I'm young.
Well, this is the other thing as well. I feel like there's this idea in people's head of what it should be like to be a fiance and a wife or a husband, and it may be kind of divorced, for want of a better word, from the reality of what that is actually like. Like, I think for a lot of people, they don't necessarily realize what that means. It's more the idea of getting engaged and getting married that they like, rather than what it actually means to be engaged or married. And I guess that in and of itself is different for different people, depending on how you view it and what you want with life. And I think a lot of people have said in their marriages, nothing much really changed. Like you get both sides of the spectrum. There's a lot of couples who say, well, nothing really changed in our relationship from being together as boyfriend and girlfriend and then being affianced, or whatever the term is, engaged to each other.
Fiancé.
And then when they actually got married. And then there's other people who are like, oh yeah, everything stepped up in our relationship because it was all of a sudden so much more real because that commitment had been made, yada yada yada. I know. Well, I mean, it's different for different people, but I would like to think that with my forever partner, if you're that sure about them, you already know that you're committed to each other long term. It's just more of a formality and I guess a way like tax benefits, I guess, but also a way for other people to identify and label your relationship in a way that they understand. I guess.
I find it so interesting. I was having this conversation the other night and my partner and I are very on the same page about wanting to get married. To me, it's a lot more important, but he does want to get married. But to me, it's been something I've dreamt about since I was 5. And I feel like there are two kinds of girls. You either have basically a binder and have a fantasy
you pull
plan.
A Blair Waldorf and you have your Blair wedding Waldorf. Scrapbook.
Oh, yeah. And I'm one of those girls. And then you've got the other girls or the other people, I'm really generalizing here, who are just like, whatever, like, you know, it would be maybe nice to get married, maybe not, I don't really care. And this conversation I was having the other night, my friend was going, I think we'll have kids before we get married. You know, we've been together for so long. We live together. Literally nothing is going to change. Mm. But I'm nearing an age where I need to start thinking about having kids. There's more of a timeline on that than a wedding. And I agree that there's not much that will change. And I'm very thankful to be in a really great relationship. I mean, we live together. We share money here and there. Like, we're super transparent about everything. Nothing will change other than losing some money because we spent a lot on a wedding and maybe getting a piece of paper. But to me, it's so much more about the celebration. It's this weird meaning, and maybe I'm falling into the trope of marriage and, you know, everything that we've been sold to in movies and by our parents' generations and grandparents. But to me, it's like, I can't wait to have my dream day. I want it to be so romantic and fun, and that excites me. And for some people, it's like, oh, I'd rather spend the money on a holiday or in a house, which is fair. But to me, I have like, I can't wait to get proposed. I can't wait to be engaged and to plan a wedding and go through this whole proposal thing. And I know that we've gone way down the track of weddings and not proposals, but the whole thing to me is very exciting.
Yeah, I think where my head is at, and obviously I'm speaking as someone who is now single, not close to being engaged. But
you never know.
I mean, who knows? It might all happen very quickly. I don't know. I'm not in any rush.
You do, you boo.
I'm doing me. But I think in my head, I can definitely see the appeal of just being like, all right, let's just save our money, elope, we'll get married because that's just between the two of us, or like maybe our best friend or our closest relatives or something like that, and then throw a big party for all of our friends. And that's the celebration of our love without needing all the formalities and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But tying it back to the engagement side of things, which is more what we wanted to focus on for this episode. You mentioned before that you had something very specific in mind for the proposal that you want, and I want to hear all about it. Like, break it down for me, minute by minute, blow by blow.
It's so bad because anyone that finds out that I'm like super particular about my proposal or engagement, they're like, ugh, your poor boyfriend, like that must suck for him. And We've come to an agreement where I just tell him basically what I want or what I'm desiring or what I'm after, and we go ring shopping together, so it sort of takes out the guesswork for him and then he can then take that and run with it, which I think is very fair. But I don't have – it's weird. I don't have a set location where I'm like, oh, it has to be where our first date was or this really special place, because the first date we had was at a bar, so I don't want that. But – for me, it's I want to have my nails done. I want to have a photographer. I want it to be somewhere where it's a beautiful landscape or setting, but it's private. Like, my worst nightmare is getting proposed to on my birthday in a restaurant. That is hell to me. I don't want it to be in a public space with strangers clapping. I don't want it to be at the dinner table of a restaurant or at the AFL game at the MCG. I really want it to be private, but I also want to, for me, I want to be dressed cute. I want to look nice. I want the ring that he proposes with to be the actual ring. I want there to be a photographer or videographer or both. He asked the question the other day, not the question. He asked me if I had to pick one, photographer or videographer, which would I pick? And I was like, I just was silent because I was like, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, logistically though, I can understand not wanting a fully public proposal, but it has to be somewhat public if you want a photographer or videographer there. Otherwise, how is it just going to be you two in a room and just some person hovering being like, hello, I'm here to take photos of this wall. What a beautiful wall.
So this is the thing. I'm a big rom-com fan, so I'm like swept up in this world of like the romantic proposal. And then my boyfriend comes and pops my damn bubble. He's like, you want it to be private. That's fine. But So where's the photographer going to hire? And I was like,
damn. We need to think about logistics here, Rosie.
This is the thing. He's super analytical and such a planner, which is great for my high maintenance ass. But it's also just like, just let me just have this. Can't you work it out? He was like, that's not very fair, is it? I was like, far out. It's not, but.
Well, I guess it's a question then for you of what you're willing to compromise on and whether yes. there is a happy medium point. If it is more important to you to have that moment captured, then you might need to go with something a little bit more public, even if it's like a private beach or, you know, in a quiet area of a beach, like somewhere outdoors or something like that. However, maybe not a beach because if the ring drops, it could get lost in the sand or the water, you know.
What if it's windy?
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of things to consider here, but I'm sure there are happy mediums, I guess, where it's still somewhat private, but a photographer wouldn't stick out like a sore thumb. I don't know.
Yeah. I know it's definitely a conversation we've been having, and I think one thing that is just a non-negotiable for me, and this is very particular to me, is it cannot be on the date of something else. It can't be Christmas. It can't be a birthday, Valentine's Day, our original anniversary.
You don't want to piggyback off something else.
No. And for some people, that's really special. It's like, oh my God, he proposed on my birthday, or like Christmas morning. I was like, I would rather die, not to be dramatic. But I just, it needs to not be that. So because of that, I know it won't be December because that's Christmas and I love Christmas. It won't be August because that's birthday month and I'm a Leo and I'm obsessed with myself. So it's like, well, that only leaves so many months, and it probably won't be September because that's the month of our actual like anniversary, dating anniversary. And we've talked about it being 2023. And so I think it's going to happen soon, which is exciting. Or soon-ish, maybe. I don't know. But it's definitely, I think if you have a really particular idea about a proposal, it's better to communicate that, but then, like you said, still be open to compromise. I had such a fixed idea of what I wanted. I was like, oh, this is actually quite a lot that I'm asking. So I do need to be willing to compromise. And one of the things we compromised on was I needed to help him pick the ring. So we went ring shopping and I had a really specific idea. So we ruled it out and it's basically the same ring I've wanted since like 2018, like before we started dating. We've talked about budgets. I've been like, cool, I'll get my nails done for like a 12-month period so that I don't know when it is because I want it to be a surprise. And it was a balance of things. But yeah, so I think my biggest thing is if you want it, just ask for it. I hate the trend on TikTok where it's like, oh, if he wanted to, he would. It's like, no, bestie, no girly. He's not going to be able to read your mind, or whoever's proposing might not be able to read your mind. Just say it. There's no shame in asking. If you want it, say it.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like there's so many stories that you hear online about people roasting their partner for planning a proposal that they didn't like, or like getting a ring that they didn't like or whatever. And I feel like it's one of those things where if that is really important to you and you have a clear idea in your head about what you want, like we just said, your partner isn't psychic. Even if they know you really, really well, like the back of your hand or like the back of their hand, at the end of the day, if you've been dreaming about that day or that ring or whatever for a long time, you're going to have a pretty clear idea in your head about what you want. Yeah. And it's kind of unfair to expect your partner to know that if you haven't spoken about it.
No, I so agree.
Like for me personally, like I, for my future husband, if you're listening to this, hey, hello, write
how
do, down some
how
notes.
How does that because, song go, Megan Trainor? Your husband.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, dear future husband, if you are listening to this podcast episode right now, hi, hey, love you very much.
But
I think in my head, I don't necessarily have an image of what the proposal should look like or what the ring should be like. Like, I know what I like and what I don't like. 3-stone rings are gorgeous, just saying. I like things that are quite unique, I guess.
You like different in like a good
way. Yeah, not necessarily in terms of the stone itself. Like, I don't need a sapphire, an emerald or a ruby or, you know, something like that. I'm fine with moissanite as well. It doesn't have to be a real diamond. But something that is a bit unique in terms of the setting or something like that, something that feels like me. And I feel like I've always had this image in my head of, and maybe this is too much pressure to put on someone, but I feel like if someone was really my person and we were meant to spend our lives together, they will choose out the perfect ring for me because totally. They will know me and they will, when having a look at rings, like obviously I'm going to send some sort of indication of the types of rings that I like to my future partner so that they have at least a base level of something to go off of. But then it's up to them to choose something that they feel is right. Because mm-hmm. for all I know, there's something that they could choose that is so perfect for me that I had just haven't come across before and is amazing. And I would like to think that my person would know me well enough to know what would suit me and what I would love, mm-hmm. even if I hadn't said that to them. But if I had ideas in my head about what I definitely didn't want, then I would absolutely make sure to communicate that to my yep. partner so that they know, okay, I'm going to steer clear of these sorts of things and go more towards these sorts of things.
Yeah.
But in terms of the proposal for me, I just want it to be really thoughtful and sentimental. Like, that's a moment that I would like to think I'm going to remember forever. Like, I'll probably black out realistically and just be so in shock the fact that it's actually happening. I'll probably cry. I will absolutely be bawling my eyes out when that moment does happen. Like, the second that I see my guy getting down on one knee and realize, oh my God, this is happening. What the actual shit is going on right now?
I'm sweating a little bit.
Crazy. But when that moment happens, I think honestly, like, I'm just going to black out and everything else will be a blur. I'll probably forget to say yes, or I'll say yes like way too soon before he's even asked me anything. I just want it to be really sweet and sentimental. I want the speech. I want it to be.
You want the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Whole nine yards.
Cat and caboodle. I don't know.
Whole kit and caboodle.
What's 9 yards? Who knows?
I want it to be really special. And something that is meaningful to the both of us, whether it's in a location, I'm fine with it being on like the date of our anniversary. I think the challenge for a lot of people though is, okay, I probably don't want it to be on my birthday. Maybe, I don't know. That might change over time. I love
your birthday so much.
I do love my birthday. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
Oh yeah.
But you know, because I love my birthday so much, it might be like, this is the best birthday I could have ever imagined. Like, nothing will ever beat this birthday, the day I got engaged. Anyway, I digress. But it's one of those things where, as long as it's sweet and sentimental and well thought out and like in a place that is special and meaningful to the both of us, the other details I don't mind as much. Like, I would love for there to be a speech, but at the same time, if he gets really nervous and just forgets everything that he was going to say, like, I also think that would be really endearing and sweet as well. So I'm not like massively sold on anything. I just want the moment to be really special and something that's meaningful for the both of us. Mm. And I think in my head, when it comes to like photographer versus videographer as well, it would be nice to have that moment captured or like afterwards. But at the same time, I'm not necessarily like it has to be. I think it would be nice for it to be captured because then I could look back on those photos and remember and it'll transport me back to that moment. But at the same time, it's not like there has to be a photographer, otherwise you have to do it again.
Oh, God, I hate that. I would never make my partner do it again, but I think I've set him up enough for success that it should be, in my eyes, perfect. And, like, I have no shame admitting I'm high maintenance and I have high standards, but what matters is I have prepped him with what he needs to make it work, hopefully.
Now, the other thing as well, and this is part of what prompted us to do this episode in the first place, but it's the idea of an overseas proposal.
Ooh.
There's that TikTok trend of people being like, is he proposing or are we just going out on a romantic boat ride? Is he proposing or are we just going on a romantic hike? Is he proposing or, you know, are we whatever? Insert romantic things here that someone could propose in those sorts of situations. I think a lot of people want an overseas engagement, but I think it feels kind of unfair for there to be an expectation that when you're on a trip and you're that far into a relationship that it has to happen on that trip and you get your hopes up and then you're disappointed if it doesn't happen.
What I find really interesting is that I've started finding that a lot more now that we're nearing, or I guess when this comes out, after 3 years, is that every holiday we go on, people are like, oh, so are you getting engaged? Yeah. And I catch myself doing it. I have friends who have been with their partners like 4 or 5 years and they go camping or traveling or something, a getaway. I'm like, oh my God, are you going to get engaged? And I do it in jest to my close friends. But then I've realized like, oh, why is this expectation? It has to be on a holiday. Mm. It has to be overseas. And look, I would love to get engaged at like Como or the south of France or Paris or somewhere super romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But what my boyfriend brought me back to earth, as he does, smart analytical man, that you have to pay like tax on a certain size ring or like goods over a certain value. And it can be really hard to travel with it. And then it's like, well, what if your bags get lost or it gets stolen? And
oh my God.
I'm like, I don't think about these things. Like, I don't think about the logic. I'm like, I just want a shiny diamond on my hand. Thank you so much. Obviously, there's so much more that goes into it. I'm so vague, whatever. So yeah, like there's a lot more I think goes into it.
That's totally fine.
I want what I want. At least I'm upfront about it. Yeah, so all these things that I hadn't even thought of. It's like, how do you find a photographer? How do you find a spot that's going to be private? Like, especially with overseas, it's like, what if something goes wrong? I'm like, and I'm just like, ooh, Italy, ooh, engagement, like, hard eyes.
Well, that's the thing as well. It comes back to what you are and what you aren't willing to compromise on. And if there are non-negotiables, then it is important to communicate those to your partner so that they can work out logistics. But I think it is also important to be somewhat realistic and understand that as much as you may want something, it may not necessarily be possible. And you might need to just set aside your expectations a little bit. And I guess it also comes back to how much do you talk about what you want before it happens? Because I've heard people say the proposal itself should be a surprise, but not the fact that you want to propose or that it's going to happen. It's just the when is the surprise.
Something that surprised me about being in a really serious long-term relationship was like, oh, it's actually I know he's going to propose. It's like, it shouldn't be a shock. And I know that sounds quite simple and quite silly, but in all of my past relationships, it's like, oh, would he actually propose? And this element of doubt and confusion and maybe in suspense and surprise, but it was like weird. And then, as you know, when my boyfriend and I started dating, I knew within like the first week, I was like, yeah, we're getting married. Like, I knew that, no doubts. Even our first date, I was like, yeah, there's something about this man. Like, he's going to be in my life. I know, it's so disgustingly cute. Vomit.
I want to spew everywhere. That's adorable.
Get a bag. But yeah, that is a really good point, is that it shouldn't be a surprise that you are going to get engaged, I think, if that's something that you want. And I think my advice to someone that is maybe in a long-term relationship and questioning is like, oh, are we going to get engaged? Maybe you should talk about it. Mm. And I think that could also bring up some things like, what if your partner doesn't want to get married? Is that something you can be okay with?
Or totally.
Does one person need to sort of really compromise a lot to give the other person their happiness to still stay together? And, you know, that's a whole other kettle of fish. But I think it's a proposal is so romanticized in movies and it looks so perfect and effortless. But at the end of the day, I think talking about it is exciting and is, I think, healthy, because it then goes down the route of, what if you get a ring that you don't like? Can you return it? If you're going to wear that forever, do you just suck it up? Do you say something? Like, there's so much I think you could avoid if you start communicating and talking about it, which is our favorite word, communicate. But my worst nightmare would be getting a ring that I'm not 100% happy with, especially if I'm going to wear it forever. And it's something that my boyfriend has been very passionate about. He was like, look, be honest, don't be nice. I need you to tell me exactly what you want, not settling, because otherwise you're going to be unhappy and look at it every day in your hand and feel this sense of regret or a pain of like, oh, but what if?
And I mean, you briefly touched on it before, but what some couples do is they buy a cheapy placeholder ring so that you have something in the moment. Yeah, you have something in the moment to propose with, but then after the fact, they go ring shopping, and that's when they have the conversation around budget and what's realistic and making sure that it's something that the partner absolutely loves, which I think is also a pretty wise decision. Like, I have a friend who did that with his now wife. And oh. that worked really well for them because she was able to choose out a ring that she loved. And yep. it was a really nice experience for the both of them to go through that process together. Whereas, like you, I think a lot of people would be really set on, well, no, I want the ring that I'm proposed with to be the ring that I end up wearing forever. But there are a lot of risks that come along with making sure that it's the right one. So I feel like it's one of those things where, again, if it's important to you, communicate about it. Yeah, 100%. Don't be worried about hurting the other person's feelings by communicating what you want. If anything, you're helping them and saving them some heartbreak down the line.
It's not actually a bad
thing. To ensure that they're actually going to get you something that you're going to love and you're going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you are the partner where you've had a conversation with your partner about what they want, whether it's for the proposal or for the or for the ring itself, whatever it is, something that's really important to them, listen to that. I was talking with a friend today about us recording this episode, and she was saying that she'd heard a story or seen something on social media about someone talking about how they hated their ring, and they'd had conversations with their partner before the proposal around what rings they liked, what they wanted, and he went completely rogue and chose something else. And that's a case where it's like, if this is important to your partner, whether it's the proposal, the ring, whatever, you know that's important to them. They've had a conversation with you about it and been very specific about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you need to put your ego aside and go, this is important to them. They've told me exactly what they want. I'm going to do that for them. And some people may say, oh, but that takes the romance out of it. But if it is really important to your partner, then that'll be more important to them that you get that detail or those details right, rather than, oh, you came up with something that I totally didn't even think about, and that was so much better than anything I could have imagined. Give them what they want if they have had a conversation with you about it.
I think another worst nightmare is telling my partner exactly what I want and then him just being like, YOLO. I'm like, no, sir, I've set you up for success. What are you doing? I think what's interesting is that I've started seeing a lot more videos on TikTok in particular of people. I guess the videos I've been seeing have been women and these ladies going like, yeah, he proposed and I hate my ring. Some of them have been super fine with their partners. They've had a very open conversation where the partners proposed because he wanted to surprise her, and he goes to the fiance like, look, if you don't like it, I need you to tell me. I'm happy to exchange it. I've had another person I've watched who didn't know how to break it to her fiance or boyfriend, hey, I don't like my ring. But I think at the end of the day, it's as much of a hard conversation it is. I think it is okay to tell your partner if you don't like it, but I think you need to be really respectful of the way you do it. You can't just go like, WTF, this is ugly. Blah. Like, you need to,
I hate this. I can't believe you would ever choose this or think that I would love it.
But yeah, I think it's something that hasn't been talked about a lot or has been quite taboo. It's like, you know, oh, you're getting proposed to, be grateful. It's like, I think we're in a really better place in 2022 of just being able to be more forgiving and more understanding and respectful of having those conversations. And I don't think it's disrespectful or rude if you do it in the right way.
Yeah. And in the same vein of having those conversations, it can be kind of tricky to initially bring up the conversation around what you want for the future, what you pictured for the engagement or the ring or whatever. And I think a lot of people are often kind of concerned about rushing into that conversation or having it too early. And I think it is one of those cases where how long is a piece of string? What works for one couple is going to be completely different to what works for another couple. When it feels right to bring something up, bring it up. Because realistically, it's important to know that you and your partner are on the same page about big things in your future, whether you even want to get married in the first place, kids, engagement, you know, all of that sort of stuff, financial, political, like there's this huge list of things that you need to make sure that you're aligned on with your future forever partner in order for things to work. And some of those conversations can be kind of intimidating to bring up in the moment, but ultimately, if that person isn't willing to have that conversation with you, then maybe it's one of those things where, is that really the right person for you? Because mm-hmm. I feel like for me, if someone, and this is not to say if you bring it up in your first date, then that means that it's not the right person for you. Like, it is definitely a matter of doing it at the what feels like the right time. But I think it is a conversation that you should be able to have at some point with the person who you're going to spend your life with. Realistically, you need to be able to communicate with each other in order for things to work. Or at least in my head, in my ideal relationship, communication is at my absolute top of my list of important things that I look for. So if my partner isn't willing to have a conversation with me about the future and what they want, even if that's kind of terrifying for them because it's far off in the distance and they're not ready for that yet, then that would be concerning for me.
Oh, 100%. I think it should be easy to have the conversation when you get to that stage. And if it feels like hard work or they're shutting you down, maybe they aren't the right person for you, or maybe marriage isn't for you guys, and that's fine. I mean, you're the right people. There's a lot of different scenarios, obviously, but I think know and or be realistic with yourself about what you really want. And if getting engaged a certain way or getting married is important, then you need to not necessarily completely give away those values or that mm-hmm. thing if it means so much to you.
Yeah.
Well, still, I'm going to go pester my boyfriend after this at dinner to talk about engagements and go ring shopping, because now I'm like, did I pick out the perfect ring? Have I done all my research? I'm also equally excited about getting engaged. I'm all like, so excited. Anyway, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We love having you joining us every week. Make sure you head over to our socials where we can continue the conversation there. And we've also got an email address. We will put everything in the show notes for you, and let us know if there's any conversation topics you want us to cover.
You know the drill. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe. do all the things, turn on notifications about when we post, I don't know, whatever you can switch that thing on if you haven't already. Send this around to your partner, I don't know, if you want to have, open up the conversation around what you want or what they want, I don't know, send it to someone else. See how you go, see where that gets you.
Subtle hint.
Otherwise, as always, we are excited to take you along with us as we talk through the areas of life that might not always have a one-size-fits-all approach on It's a Definite Maybe. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.